All right, I'm the next reader, and I need everybody to come up for this next Aaliyah. So come on. We need everybody. There's not that many of us. Come on. It'd be really cool if we could do our services in the round instead of in pews and everybody in this organization, but at least we'll do it for this one Aaliyah. Let's see, I might need, I'm going to find it. Can I see it in here? Let's see. You guys can peek at the Torah.
Yeah, let's get close.
Yeah, check it out.
Come on in.
That's cool.
Where's my part? I'm going to find it. Let's see.
Searching through the Torah. Very mystical moment.
There it is. I found it. It's right there. Isn't this pretty? It's got all these really cool crowns on everything, and that's my spot. Anybody want to touch it? Anybody got a... Isaac, why don't you do it? You got your thingy. You got your talus. It's right there. Okay, excellent. Uh-oh. What is it? I got it. Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Baruch Adonai HaBarach Le'olam Va'ed. Baruch Adonai HaBarach.
Okay, if somebody can kind of hold these so they don't roll up on me. Oh, I'm lost already. Let me try again. Lo tgale paatzatcha nisor veleket kitzircha lo tlaket vachamcha lo tolel uferet chamcha lo tlaket leani velaket azovotam ani Adonai Eloheichem lo tignovu velo tichach shu velo tishakru ish ba'amito velo tisavu bishmi nashaker v'chalalta et shem Elohecha ani Adonai lo ta'asok et reacha velo tigzol lo talin pulat sachir itcha ad boker לא תקלה חרש ולפני עיוור, לא תיתן מכשול, ויראת מאלוהיך אני אדוני. לא תעשו עוול במשפט, לא תישא תפנתם, ולא תדר פני גדול, וצדק תשפוט עמיתך. לא תלך רכיל במך, לא תעמול על דם רעך אני אדוני. לא תשנא את אחיך בלבך, הוכיח תוכיח את עמיתך, ולא תישא עליו חית. לא תקום ולא תיטור את בני עמך, ואהבת לרעך כמוך, אני אדוני.
ברוך אתה אדוני, אלוהינו מלך העולם, אשר נתן לנו תורת אמת, וחיי עולם נטע בסופנו, ברוך אתה אדוני, נותן התורה.
אמן. Way to go. Now everybody shake each other's hands since we're all here.
There's a lot of don't do things.
I know.
Oh,
there's cool ones though,
yeah.
Like don't don't keep your the wages overnight of your employees.
Don't plow the corners.
Afternoon of Yom Kippur is regular Torah.
It is.
Morning isn't. And speaking of you being here, let's do one together.
You have to do another one? What are you talking about? Just to read another one?
No. I'm going to call you up and we'll do the blessing together. Okay, thanks for humoring me. Al, you're our next reader. Don't go anywhere. And Ya'alu, me and my son Isaac. We're going to say the blessing because I'm really proud of him because he read Torah and he's the youngest one to do it this year. Aliyah Revi'it. Ever? Maybe. So let's see. Want the cheat sheet? Okay. Should we keep your name?
There's
not
a cheat sheet. There's no.
Well, it's the Baku. I'll do it with you. Get together on this one. Let me see it too. Here, you got me on.
No, I can't.
Okay, we'll look you up. All right. So let's see. Baruch et Adonai Hamorach.
Baruch Adonai Hamorach
Le'olam Vayed. Baruch Adonai Hamorach Le'olam Vayed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Hamim Venatan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Notein HaTorah.
Amen. Mipene seva takum v'hadata pene zaken v'yoresa me'el v'alhecha ani Adonai v'chi yogur itecha ger ba'aratz chem lo sonu oso Ki Ezra Mikem Yelachem Hager Hagur Itachem Vehavta Lo Komoha Ki Gerim Heyesem Be'eretz Mitzrayim Ani Adonai Olhechem Lo Sa'asu Ozel Bemish Pot Bamida Bamish Kol Uvamish Masura Mose Tzedek Avne Tzedek Efa Tzedek Vehin Tzedek Yielachem Ani Adonai Elchechem Ashech Otsesi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim Ushmatem es kol hukosai, vies kol mishpotai, vaasisem osam, ani Adonai.
Baruch ata Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu torat emet, v'chayei olam nata betochenu, Baruch ata Adonai, notein haTorah.
Amen.
She gets him to join us. Gail, would you like to help us with our Galila? I don't, you can tell me if this is too much of a surprise, but Nate Levinson, would you like to help us with Hagbah? It's kind of an athletic thing. Our Torah is not light. What's that? No, it's in back in balance now in the afternoon. It's back. So that's kind of cool. Once you got it together, then they'll kind of help you sit down, and then Gail will help you wrap it up. And then you have to sit up here with us for a little while. Please rise. Okay.
Vezot haTorah asher sam Moshe lifnei bnei Yisrael al pi Adonai veyad Moshe. Shadevarim haolam haolam omei Ahatora v'avoda v'agemelut chasadim Ahatora v'avoda v'agemelut chasadim.
You may be seated.
Our festival moves to a strange, tragicomic end. It's almost postmodern with the book of Jonah. Jonah was a great prophet. When he cried out to people to repent, they repented. The royal family, the aristocrats, the commoners, the very cattle repented. Not every prophet makes kings and cows repent, but Jonah could do it. But Jonah didn't want to preach to Nineveh. He knew that if he did, the people would indeed repent their sins and God would forgive them. And Jonah didn't want to see them forgiven. He wanted them to be blasted by divine wrath. Everyone dead, from the king to the cows. Jonah embodies severity. Severity. He has a problem with love, but he embodies severity. No one knows for sure why. Maybe he prophetically foresaw that Nineveh would in the next generation conquer Israel if it survived. And so he patriotically desired its destruction. Or maybe it was nothing like that, but he had been traumatized in the past. Maybe his parents weren't good to him, his friends betrayed him, and he, filled with bitterness, loved the divine hatred and hated forgiveness. And we'll see how he fares in tonight's prophetic portion.
Rose Novak is going to read for us. You can go up into Carl's perch.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher bachar b'nevi'im tovim veratzah v'divrehem hanemarim b'emet. Baruch atah Adonai habocher b'torah u'moshe avdo u'v'Yisrael amo u'v'nevi'ei ha'emet. Vatzedek Vayahi Davar Adonai El Yonah Ben Amitai Lemon.
This is a really good story. The word of Adonai came to Jonah, Amittai's son, saying, "Get up and go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry out to her that the evil of her inhabitants has come up before me." But Jonah got up to flee to Tarshish from before the face of Adonai, and he went down to Jaffa, found a ship going to Tarshish, paid the fare, and went down into the ship to go with its crew to Tarshish, away from the presence of Adonai. But Adonai heaved a great wind into the sea, and such a great storm arose at sea that the ship thought she was about to break in pieces. The old salts grew terrified, and each one of them cried out to their own God, and they heaved all the baggage in the ship into the sea to reduce the weight. Meanwhile, Jonah had gone down into the thighs of the vessel to lie down and fell asleep. But the chief sailor approached him and said, "How can you be sleeping? Get up, cry out to your God. Perhaps God will take notice of us, and we will not be lost." They said to each other, "Come, let us cast lots to find out on whose account this terrible thing has happened to us." So they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. So they said to him, "Please tell us, since it is on your account that this terrible thing has happened to us, what is your work? Where do you come from? What is your land? From what people are you come from?" Oh, did I say that right? "From what people are you?" And he said to them, "I am a Hebrew, and I stand in awe of Adonai, the God of the heavens, who made the sea and the dry land." Then a great fear came upon the men, and they said, "What is this you have done?" For the men now knew, since he had told them, that he was fleeing from the face of Adonai. They asked him as the sea grew ever more stormy, "What shall we do with you so the sea may be calm for us?" He told them, "Pick me up and heave me into the sea, and the sea will calm for you. For I know that it is on my account that this great storm has come upon you." But instead, the men dug their oars into the water, trying to row back to dry land. But they failed, for the sea was growing ever more stormy around them. So they cried to Adonai, saying, "Please, Adonai, let us not lose our lives for this man. And at the same time, let us not be guilty of shedding innocent blood. For it was you, Adonai, who desired this and made it happen this way." And as soon as they picked Jonah up and heaved him into the sea stopped raging. Then a great fear of Adonai came upon the men, and they offered an offering to Adonai and vowed vows. Adonai appointed a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights. And Jonah prayed to Adonai his God from the bowels of the fish, saying, and we can all say this poem together, "I have cried out in pain." I'm not hearing you. "I have cried out in pain to Adonai, and God has answered me. From the belly of Shiloh I have pleaded, and you have heard my voice. You had cast me into the depths, into the heart of the sea. The flood surrounded me. All your rolling waves broke over me. I said to myself, 'I am cast adrift from your sight, but I shall look again upon the temple of your holiness.' Water surrounded me. I was gasping for breath. The deeps closed in on me. My head was tangled in weeds. I went down to the bottom of the mountains. The earth was drawing the bars against me forever. But you brought up my life from the pit, Adonai my God. When the breath of life was fading from within me, I invoked the presence of Adonai. My prayer entered into your presence, to the temple of your holiness. Those who heed the vaporous falsehood of idols forsake the love of your covenant. But I, with thankful voice, shall make an offering to you. What I have vowed, I shall fulfill. Victory belongs to Adonai." And Adonai spoke to the fish, who spewed Jonah forth onto the dry land. The word of Adonai came to Jonah a second time, saying, get up, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry out to her the cry which I told you. And Jonah got up and went to Nineveh, according to the word of Adonai, for Nineveh was a great city in God's sight, requiring 3 days to walk across it. As soon as Jonah began entering the city on his first day's walk, he cried out, another 40 days and Nineveh is overthrown. The people of Nineveh believed God and dispatched criers to announce a fast. From the greatest to the smallest, they dressed in sackcloth. When the matter reached the king of Nineveh, he got up from his throne, removed his cloak, and covered himself with sackcloth and sat in ashes. He issued a proclamation in Nineveh by decree of the king and his notables as follows. Neither human beings nor animals, neither cattle nor sheep shall taste anything. They shall not graze and they shall not drink water. Humans and animals shall cover themselves with sackcloth. They shall cry out to God with all their might, and all people must turn back from their evil way and from the violence they have done. Who knows whether God will turn back and relent, turning from the divine anger so that we shall not be lost. And God saw by their actions that they had turned back from their evil way, and God relented of the evil which God had promised to wreak upon them and did not do it. But to Jonah this appeared to be a great evil, and he was angry. He prayed to Adonai and said, please, Adonai, were these not my words when I was on my own soil? This is why I fled before to Tarshish, for I know that you are Elchanun v'Rachamun, a gracious and merciful God, long-suffering and abundant in covenantal love and relenting in matters of punishment. So now, Adonai, please take my life from me, for dying is better for me than living. And Adonai said, is anger better for you? Then Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side, where he made himself a sukkah, a little booth, and sat under it in the shade to see what would happen to the city. And Adonai, who is God, appointed a castor bean plant to grow up over Jonah, to shade his head and save him from evil weather. And a great happiness came upon Jonah because of the bean plant. Then God appointed a worm in the warm early morning the next day, striking at the bean plant, which withered away. When the sun rose, God appointed a sultry east wind. With the sun striking Jonah's head till he felt faint, and he longed to die, saying, dying is better for me than living. And God said to Jonah, is anger for the bean plant better for you? And he said, anger enough to die. And Adonai said, you had compassion for the bean plant, which you did not work to raise. One night it was there, the next it was gone. And upon the great city Nineveh, with 120,000 human beings who don't know right from left, and much cattle besides, should I not have compassion?
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, tzur kol ha'olamim, tzadik kol ha'dorot, ha'el ha'neiman, ha'omer ve'osei, ha'medaber u'kayem, shekol divrav emet v'tzedek. Baruch atah Adonai, magen David.